Good morning, Pilgrim Branch.
Good morning.
Just good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Because we never know when our last time is going to be.
Amen.
Then I'm going to go into a word of prayer, and then we will allow the Lord to do what he will do.
Amen.
Oh, gracious Father, my God, my Lord, my King, my everything. Father God, I come before you, Lord, as an empty vessel. Lord, I come before you, Lord, as a tool to be used by you.
Yes,
Father, I ask that you move self out of the way. Because, Father, I don't know anything, but you know all things. So, Father God, I just ask you, Lord, to send your word out, Father, as you would have it to go out, to feed your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, you told us to stand in the gap, and you told us to preach the truth. So Father God, everything that comes from you is truth.
Yes,
Lord. So Father, allow your Holy Spirit to come in this morning and speak your truth.
Yes,
because you are truth, you are love, you are a given God,
yes,
and a forgiven God. And Father, we thank you. Forgive me, Lord, for any of my sins and all of my sins, that I may stand worthy before you. Oh, Lord, to stand worthy before you. Thank you, Jesus. I can't clean up myself, Lord, but you can.
Yeah.
So I just ask that you do it in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
My text is coming from this morning. It'll be coming from Mark. We're looking at one of the four Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This passage is also in Mark, Luke, and Matthew's, but I picked the one in Mark, chapter 4. And it's coming from chapter 4, verses, 32? Starting with verse 35. Through 40.
Amen.
And my topic this morning that we're going to be talking about, the storms of life.
Amen.
The storms of life.
Amen.
And I have 3 points that we want to talk about. The storm is coming. In the midst of the storm, the storm has passed. You may be seated. Dr. Price is going to read the scriptures for us, and then we'll allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do what he will.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And a great wind ceased, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?"
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As I began to look at this text and I began to study this text, I know it's been taught, it's been preached many different ways. But the Holy Spirit opened up something to me that I want to share with you this morning. First, we want to look at the storm is coming. I remember when I was a child, my grandmother would say, "The storm is coming."
Yeah.
How did we know the storm was coming? We knew the storm was coming because we saw the lightning, we heard the thunder, and then we saw the rain. And what they began to do, my grandmother would begin to do, is prepare for the storm. prepare for the storm. Deacon Chapman, can you turn that back up? I think it, you turned it down too low. Okay. And what she would do to prepare for the storm, this is a ritual that they did back in that time.
Yeah.
The first thing they would do during that period of time, they would cover the mirrors, every mirror in the house.
Yeah.
They would put a sheet over it.
Yeah.
And then the next thing they would do was to draw the shades.
Amen.
They would pull the shades down. And the house became very dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing she would do was to gather us all around her, and we sit around her on the floor, all around her. And she said to be still and to be quiet. She said the storm is coming, and we must prepare. So as she prepared us for the coming of this storm, all of a sudden the house was quiet. It was dark. And then the next thing she began to do was to quote the word of God.
Amen.
She began to speak the word of God to God. And then she began to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And as she began to pray, she would stop every so often because she was listening.
Yeah.
And you would hear her say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." And that reminded me that when we're going through the storm, because the storm is coming, we must prepare ourselves in the only way that we know how. And how do we prepare ourselves for this storm? We have to have God at the head of it.
Amen.
We have to know who is the author of the storm. And once we realize who the author of the storm is, then we understand that he created the storm.
Amen.
Because, see, God will allow us to go through storms in our lives,
yeah,
not to do us any harm, mm-hmm, but to help us to get to where he'd have us to be.
All right.
But we sometimes, when we're going through the storm, we begin to be fearful.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We begin to be afraid. We begin to lose hope. We even lose sight of where we are and who we're dealing with.
Amen.
But see, when you going through this storm, we must focus on the true and living God.
Yeah.
Because see, God made everything. And God is the one who controls the wind. He's the one who controls the rain. He is the one who controls the thunder. He is the one who controls the lightning. Why? Because he made everything. And once we realize that God is in control, and we're going through that storm of life, and we begin to listen to him talking to us and keeping us calm and telling us, don't fear. Why not fear? We don't fear because we realize something. I'm not going through this storm alone. I'm not by myself. God is right here by my side. He's leading me. He's guiding me. He's directing me. He's even talking to me in the midst of the storm. Why is that important? It's important to realize that when you're going through a storm, you still need direction. You still need guidance. You still need hope. You still need peace. And the only way that we can get this is that we must have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because he is the only one,
uh-huh,
that can get us through the storm.
Yeah.
As we're going through the storm,
mm-hmm,
the storm of life, and God begin to shape us. He begin to mold us. He begin to tear away. You know, a storm is vigorous. It's not calm. It's vigorous. It's just like ripping at you. And when it's ripping at you, it's tearing out those things that God is not pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
He's peeling back the covers. He's showing you who you are, and then he's showing you who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's pulling back the covers and cleaning you up from the inside out.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for the storms of life that come my way.
Yeah.
Because what I have learned in these storms of life, that God never left me by myself.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we think that we're going through this storm and we think we're going through it on our own power. And the next thing you know, God is carrying you through the storm.
Amen.
You don't have the power to do it on your own.
Yeah.
But God has the power to do it all.
Yeah.
Why? Because God knows what's in the midst of that storm.
Amen.
We don't know. We're just going through. But God knows the purpose for that storm. He knows why we're going through that storm. And what we need to learn to do is say, Lord, thank you even for my storm. Thank you, Lord, for the troubles that are coming my way. Thank you, Lord, because it began to remake me and make me brand new. See, sometimes this life can deal you a hand that start tearing you apart piece by piece. And God has to take the time to build you and put you back together.
Amen.
See, we can't do that on our own. We have to have the helping hand of God to lead, guide, and direct us. When the adversary comes at us and throwing even everything, even the kitchen sink, upon us, and we just throw up our hands and say, I just can't take no more. And then we begin to realize, I'm not here by myself. I'm not here in my own power. I'm here in the power of God. I'm standing in the power of God. Why? Because I can't do it by myself. I need the storm maker. I need the storm director. I need the storm calmer. I need Jesus. I can't do it for myself. When I go through these storms of life, I can't throw my hands up and say I quit, because he told me the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to he who endured to the end. So I can't walk away. I got to stand in the midst of my storm. I got to face it head on. But guess what? I'm not facing that storm alone, because Jesus is walking right there with me. He's right there by my side. He's telling me that I'm his own. He's letting me know that he has not left me. He's letting me know it's going to be all right. And I'm so thankful for my storm. I'm so thankful for my storm. And it just tells us here in this passage, it lets us know that even during this mist and being in the storm, the disciples here was afraid. We get afraid too. We get afraid because we forget the main point. We forget who we should be looking to. But they were afraid when the wind started rocking the ship and the water started overflowing. They forgot who was with them. They forgot that Jesus was down below. They forgot that. We can never forget that Jesus is with us. We can never forget that Jesus is right there by our sides. We can never forget. We always need to remember who's on our side. The one who created the storm is with you. Now, how can you not come out victoriously when the one who created the storm is right by your side? He's got all the answers. He knows exactly what to do. He knows how to handle the situation. He knows how to keep you safe. The one who created the storm. Thank you, Lord God, for creating my storm. And then it tells us that the storm has passed. I'm so thankful that the storm doesn't last always. I'm so thankful that we know that one day we're going to come out of this storm. And when we come out of this storm, we're going to come out changed. We're going to come out brand new. We're going to be different when we come through the storm. Can't nobody tell you about your storm. You know what it was. You know what you were feeling. You know what you were doing when you were going through the storm. But the storm is over now. The storm is over. It has passed me by. And guess what it did? It left me standing on my own two feet.
Yeah.
It gave me the peace and the faith to be able to go just a little bit further.
Yeah.
Jesus asked him, he said, why are you afraid? He said, where is your faith?
Yeah.
And I thought back over my grandmother when she was sitting there and she was praying and talking to the Lord.
Yeah.
She had no fear.
Yeah.
And I wondered, I said, why was she not afraid? She was not afraid because she knew who was in the midst.
Amen.
She knew that Jesus was right there in the midst of her.
Amen.
She knew that. So that peace was there.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
faith
yeah.
was there.
Yeah.
We must have the faith in God to be able to go through the storm. But guess when that storm was over? What she did was she got us up and she began to raise the blind. And you can see the sun shining through. After that storm, the sun began to shine. And it shined so brightly that you could see the rainbow in the sky. Once the storm was over, it was a peace and a calm. And we had the faith to understand that we didn't have to fear. Don't fear when you're going through your storm. Begin to trust and call on God. Don't fear because the storms are coming. They are coming. But guess what? The storm one day is going to be over.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be in your Christian walk when that storm has passed you by?
Yeah.
Be thankful to God that he allowed you to go through the storm, because now you have something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Now you have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Now you have a word to witness to somebody else that God is God and he's Lord of Lords and he's King of Kings. Because I was going through a storm one day, but he brought me out. He brought me out on the other side. And when he brought me out on the other side, now I am brand new. Now I am brand new because I'm walking now and I'm walking in the faith that I know that Jesus did not leave me by myself. He didn't leave nor forsake me by myself. He was there with me every step of the way. He kept me safe through the storm. He kept me safe, and I'm so thankful. Jesus will do that for you. He will keep you safe. I don't care what your storm is. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how big it gets. Jesus can bring you through the storm. And he can bring you over on the other side and make your way in peace. Have faith, not in yourself, not in the circumstances, not in the situation, but have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and he will make a way for you out of no way. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but he is the vine."